after the sort by which our God saves.
Hallelujah.
Let's lift up our hands and thank Him for the testimony we just heard this morning. My dear family, see, if I dare to tell you great escapes that God works in my life and my family, great escapes, only God. That's what happened that day, my dear brother and sister, is a great escape. Bible says, how shall you fare if you are running after something that is flying? My sister Marilla said, can you imagine running after a car? That's the second testimony I'm hearing about that. There is a sister who parked mommy she put her car in neutral. She forgot to put it in parking. So she came out of the car and she looked back, she saw the car running. Let's lead the parents and thank Jesus. You see, it looks like comedy now, right? Because we are just sitting here. We didn't have to. If something happened to that child now, you know how we would have been running around, run to their house, you know, offer help. What is the cost of that to happen? What is the like? We bless you. We bless you. We worship you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Ah. For you are true,
yes,
and you're good.
There is no one else like you.
Bibles to 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. My prayer is that, please, you see, my prayer is that God will grant us understanding.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. I want us to pray before we take our seat. Teach me to fight a good fight. Amen. For him to say good fight, then there must be bad fight. I want us to talk to God this morning and say, Lord, teach me. Psalm 144 verse 1. Bible says, bless the Lord, my strength, who teaches my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Praise the Lord, my rock, who trains. KJV says, who teaches my hands to walk. Did you see that? Let's lift up our hands. Because you see the lighthouse, you need to know how to fight. Otherwise, you will hurt yourself if you don't know how to fight a good fight. Father, please talk to God this morning. Say, Father, help me, teach me to fight a good fight. Paul said, I fought it. Lighthouse, you and I must fight it also. Hallelujah. Help me, Papa. Don't let me fight a bad fight. Don't let me fight a bad fight. Have mercy. Recover me from injury sustained from bad fighting. Father, please, in any way, wherein I've been cured, damaged, because I fought bad. I fought a bad fight. Recover me today, Daddy. Save me to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in His presence. And welcome to God's house. Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. It says, I have kept the faith. Thank God for today. God bless you, my brother, for the word delivered on Wednesday. It's not only enough to have what is good, including this salvation we have. It's not enough. I shared with you, whatever is good attracts envy. And that's not from people. You see, because you'll be thinking people are envying you, Satan is a major envier.
If there is a word like that,
the Bible calls him your adversary. Can I tell you something? Satan works in people like God does, man. Are you here or you left? Oh, you think it's that G.O. that is doing G.O.? No, God is using him, and to God be all the glory. No man can do these things, Nicodemus said, sir. Except what? How can somebody build camp? How? How can somebody gather 2 million people? And you know what God just told him? He said, if you ever forget I'm the one doing these things, I will so clear you, your memory will fade fast and sharp. And you know what? God can do it. If you say, Ade Boye, they will say, which one? Who? Who's that? He can do it in 1 year. How many people want to add? Who? How many people want to say Abacha again? Did you hear anybody call Abacha? Your memory will not fade.
Amen.
Oh, God can erase a person. Yeah. In fact, they will change their name. Their children will be forced to change their name. Well, you won't know God by his wrath, though.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Satan uses people. Can I tell you a secret? Don't forget it. He will use you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. No. The scripture says, I have kept the faith. Lighthouse. How do you? Okay, let's go to the next verse. We're going somewhere. Second. Oh, you don't know what the devil, what the Bible says. Jesus introduced the enemy to us. He said, he cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But if a man, if a strong man, keep it. Are you here or you left? So there's a keeping part to what is delivered. There's a keeping part to what is delivered. Paul said, I kept it. My prayer is that your testimony will be, I kept it.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads 1 minute. Let's pray. Say, God, when I'm done here, may my testimony be, I kept it. I kept the children. I kept my family. I kept the faith. Father, please let me not be wounded by the enemy. Please, I beg you. In the name of Jesus, please. Let nothing you give. Jesus was born. He said, of what you give to me, I did not lose any. Lighthouse, it's not all. Receiving is not enough. It's not the best part. It's keeping. My prayer is that we will keep what we receive of the Lord. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now let's look at verse 8. Because he kept it, see the testimony he has, and he knows of others who will keep like him. He said, henceforth, because I fought a fight that is triumphant, that's what there is laid up for me. A crown of those who did what is right. A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only to me, but unto all them who love is appearing. You know what that love is appearing is? I know God is coming to ask me what I did with this thing. You didn't catch that? You remember the story of the 10 talents? Bible says their brother, 5 talents, 2 and 1. He said their master delivered something to them and he went on a long journey. And when he came back, he asked them, come and account for it. Now, that's what that scripture is saying here. He said, but not only for me, but unto all them. Oh, because you have done well, you wish it comes. Let's give God the hand clap. But you remember the story of the 10 virgins when they heard the knocking? Those who were not ready were afraid.
You know, remember all of them slept and all of that. And those who had oil, they could recover. And then the ones who, what shall we do? The coming of the Lord will interest you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Keeping that which is committed to our trust. My dear family, man lost Eden. Man could not keep it there. That's the tragedy. Can I tell you a secret? In our time, Eden is no longer a location. It's an experience. Praise the Lord. The psalmist put it this way. I have set the Lord always before me. You see, we can't observe God, right? Bible says the kingdom of God does not come by observation. It's not something like I put this screen before me. But I live in the reality of the consciousness of God. Time. Praise God. Like that, you cannot extract yourself from the truth of that reality. If we do that, we will die like they did in Eden. The Bible says they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Can I tell you a secret? You see, when God said you will surely die, it's not an event, it's a process. He said, in dying, you shall surely die. Shh. You see, when that thing happened, they didn't know what hit them. So that God had to ask the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman does it. You see me, then I said, you have no comprehension for the far-reaching effect of what you have done. You have just disabled the whole race of human beings. Because in dying, do you notice that life, is it life expectancy they call it? Or the, you know, the range of life people live is getting shorter and shorter? Abi? Yeah. Go and look. If you're open to, I mean, are you open to live 900 and something years, like Methuselah? Are you, I mean, even if they ask you, God bless the memory of my dear mom. She said, somebody is 93. She said, I don't know what they are waiting to do here. What are you doing here? They said, I don't know what the person is looking for. Let me go. So that in dying, man began. You won't begin to die. Do you know what we see? Okay, there are two deaths. I'm sure you remember, you know that. There's the first death and the second death. Okay? That second death, you won't know it. You see that there's one death, even death. What death?
Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh. It's not so bad.
Don't joke. When death will die, only God can do that. Okay. You see this first death, what we call death, is a culmination of activity that roll up to that. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 2. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When you see death come like this, it didn't start then. Are you still here? Did you see that? We misrepresent death. And because we do not interpret death very well, Proverbs chapter 8, the second to the last verse there, you won't love death.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 8, the second to the last verse there, I think it's 36 or so. Is that 36 or 35? Proverbs chapter 8. He said, anyone who sinned against me. No. Thank you. He said, for whosoever findeth me, findeth life. Light else. You want to live? You want to live and not die? You say, somebody, I tell you secret, being killed is the least thing as killing oneself. You know how many people are living, but they kill. Nobody killed it. She killed herself. You won't kill yourself. Amen. Look at the last verse there. Verse 36.
I bow down so I won't obstruct your view. So you won't say, it's you that didn't let me see it.
Say, I won't kill myself. They're talking about fighting a good fight. For he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me, they love death. How do we keep what is given, beginning from your life? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 4. You see, you want to live? Who is instructing you? Lighthouse. He said, my son, if you look at it from verse 1, he was talking to his son. And he now told his son, take fast hold of instruction. What did God give them in Eden? Lighthouse, you cannot keep what God gives you without following God's instruction. Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 2. Look at the testimony of Jesus Christ. Testimony of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to Timothy, keep what that good thing that is committed to you. How? By the Holy Spirit. That dwelleth in you. My dear family, anytime we decline from the prompting, testimony of my sister, from the Holy Spirit, we initiate a process that can kill us. You may not like what he's saying, but you will need what he's saying. See what the Bible says here. I'll take you there. Now, what he said, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. This is how you will survive. This is how, when he was coming to the world, this is how he will keep the life God gave to him. You know what he said? He said, nobody took my life. Shagar, he wasn't killed. He laid it down. So death could not override him because he did not trigger it. Are you there? You could live with death surrounding you, yet death is helpless because you did not trigger. If we are here and we didn't switch on the light, who are we going to blame that is dark? When we switch on the trap, when we switch on the light, we initiate that. That will modulate how we feel inside here. Now, lighthouse, the same but whether we live or we die. Are you here?
He said, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. This is how we survive. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of mind, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of delight. See, what would this Spirit do for him? Can I tell you something? He said, and the Spirit of the Lord that rest. You remember in Revelation, he talked about the seven spirits of God. Those seven spirits are highlighted in verse 2. If you count it very well, but let's go on. Now, the residency and the emolument of this Spirit in his life upon him shall make him of quick understanding. You see that word quick understanding? He will so understand, he will respond. There's no time you understand something that you are not moved to transact it. Praise the Lord. He said, when the residency of this Spirit will make him of quick understanding, he will respond accurately, spiritually, instantly, in the fear of the Lord. He will not rely on what he sees. Did he see Peter fighting for him? Sure, he saw Peter fighting for him. You remember when they came to save Peter? He struck the head. He said, no, Aniba.
But he knew it was not for him. He said, if I needed it, my father would send 12 legions. But don't make this bad. Don't make this fight bad. You will turn it against us.
Put your sword back.
You know why? If you initiate to live by it, if you fight by it, you will also live by it. And he put it back. And what did he do? He mended the air so that this fight will not be against them. Can you imagine if you couldn't mend it? You say, okay, now that you have, okay, so you want me to just take it like that?
Say, oh, Peter.
And Peter, God, Jesus mended it so that corner of fight be closed. My prayer is that you know how to close corner of bad fight. So that those people had no recourse again. And I can imagine the blood stain wiping off. He said, okay, he didn't do anything. Somebody was looking at the driverless car and he said, well, he sat. I don't know how many of us saw the clip. He sat and he was being driven by a driverless car. I said, if the police come, I didn't do anything. Praise the Lord. How are we going to take insurance?
I don't know what will happen to the insurance business eventually. But I know nothing about what happened. In fact, I'll just come down and go. Can't sort yourself out. I know nothing about what happened. Who will hit you? Who you have? Don't mention my name. Praise the Lord.
You will close the portal of bad fire.
Amen.
So that the priest could not say, could not do anything against Jesus again. They could not hold him.
And he shall not judge.
Can I tell you a secret? One of the most difficult lessons I've learned, particularly in counseling, is not to rely on what anybody says. You can say, you know why? Nobody will ever tell me I'm wrong, Pastor. You can, you know, when the Bible says everybody proclaim his own goodness, everybody proclaim his own righteousness. But if I'm not careful, he really called me some years ago and began to rant, that's the word to use, with due respect, about our husband. And I said, shh. Wait. You see, you're not going to hire me to fight your husband. I'm not for that. I'm not going to support you. Bible says, be careful. Paul wrote to Timothy, go and read it. He said, don't be partaker of other people's what? Sin. All right? But that's not to say the person is not saying right. But you see, the Bible says here, he shall not judge after the sight. Somebody claim insurance. Those are said to, right? You know what these people did? They constructed a disability claim. They constructed it. They dagger each other so bad. To claim insurance. Now, if somebody relies on that, will he judge well? You won't fight a bad fight.
Amen.
And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. How do you think Jesus will fare when they brought that woman caught in adultery to him? You know why? They came to catch Jesus, man. They were not favoring the woman. They came to catch Jesus. And if Jesus did not respond to the move of the Holy Spirit, say, I won't fall. I won't fail. In the name of Jesus. You remember when they came to Jesus to ask him whether they should pay tax or not? Bible says they were looking to catch him at his word. And they first of all healed him. Hey, master, nobody's like you. You don't favor people, you only fear God. But the Bible says the spirit of the world shall make him what? Of quick. And the Bible says Jesus, knowing the wickedness of their hearts. How are you going to survive without relying on the Holy Spirit? I told that lady, I said, wait. You see, there's nothing you're going to tell me about your husband that will make me dislike or hate your husband. Guess what? There's nothing your husband will tell me that will make me hate you. If you need to discuss the issue and you do what God wants you to do, I'm up for it. That was the last time. She called me. You know what she did? She went to file a 13-page lies against her husband and went to court. She had a game to take over the house. Let's stand up and I say, I have to close now. Lighthouse, how do you keep what God has given to you? If you cannot rely on the Holy Spirit, my people, the road will be tough, rough. Who knows? Maybe very difficult. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. I will never forget the testimony of Grace, our sister. I mean, many people remember her, how there was a situation between her and her husband. And the Holy Spirit said, when your husband comes, she was the aggrieved person. I remember, her husband traveled to Nigeria and he forgot to bring something. Grace told him to bring for him. By the time Grace called, he was already at the airport. I said, did you bring that? Did you take that thing for me? Oh, the husband said, yeah, I forgot. And she was livid, according to her story. She said, when he comes back to this, I'm planned against him, what she will do. When he comes against his house, it's spaghetti. I know he doesn't like spaghetti or something like that. But the Holy Spirit said, when your husband comes, do what? She said, kneel down. We don't do that here. But thank God she did it. My prayer is that you will have courage to respond to the Holy Spirit. Let's lift up our hands and talk to him. Breathe upon me, breath of life. Breathe upon me, Spirit of God. As I yield my heart in surrender to your day, star, I am yielding to your spirit. I am walking in your love.
Let me fight a good fight by your spirit. My dear family, you cannot be wrong if God directs what you do. I cannot be wrong. I may be taught wrong, but I will be found right. Father, have mercy on me. Withhold me. Don't let me initiate a fight that will be against me. Have mercy on me. Save me. Save me. Save me. I want us to pray again. Lord, have I incurred damages because I fought bad? Bring restoration for me. Help me. Maybe if I didn't do it right the first time. You remember David? He incurred wrath when he went to bring the ark. He didn't do it right the first time. He carried it. He did it bad. Say, God, please recover me. Recover me. Recover me, Papa. Renew my days. Renew my joy. Renew my strength. Let me fight to win, not fight to lose. Give me grace to rely on your spirit. Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in him and he shall bring it to pass. Like that, don't lean on your own. Don't rest on the way you see things. Rest on the way Holy Ghost directs. You need it. There's no way. There is no way. But we cannot be led by the Spirit and not take lead, my brother. You will be ahead of the enemy. Father, Lord, we bless you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we just want to thank you. Lord, it pleased you to give us everything you give to us. Daddy, please, let it please you not to leave us to eat, Papa. For by your Spirit, help us. And give us sensitivity to yield to your Spirit at times. Is there any way we have incurred damages? I will not rely on your Spirit. Father, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. Father, bring recovery, oh God. It's never late to be right. Baba, we pray. Let today be that turning point. By the time we see each other again, may we be beaming and shining because of the triumph we gained. I will rely on your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Stretch your hands towards me and pray for me, the Holy Ghost. My dear brother and sister, I cannot claim credit for anything done here. I don't know. I can't. Light out. Nobody can work for God. It's God doing his work using everybody. But let us pray that I will not disturb him. Because man can disturb God. Man can disturb God. Man can make God not continue. But that will not happen to me. That will not happen here. We allow God. Lord, have free expression for your presence and your work. Let it be done. Let it be said that it is well done because you did it. In Jesus' name we pray. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us today and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I see you again, live in the Spirit. Amen. I am the life of God.